You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now a story from Uncuffed, our series at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. With help from our team, the men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KALW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Thomas Evans loves trucks. He loves trucks so much that that's his nickname, Truck. He used to be a truck driver before he got to prison, and now he teaches this class for other prisoners about how to drive a truck. Uncuffed producer Joe Kirk, who's also incarcerated at Solano, has that story.
When I first heard of Thomas Truck Evans, I was instantly interested. I wanted to know how a man without a truck teaches a truck driving class in a prison. It turns out he did have a truck. This man had built a simulated dash out of random scraps of cardboard and plastic containers. I sat down with Truck to ask him a few questions about his dash and the class that he runs with it.
All this here is made out of cardboard boxes, recycled coffee creamer containers. The simulated dash glasses are made out of baby oil bottles. The chrome is from the coffee creamer containers reversed out. And actually what we have here is basically for hands-on training. Some people learn better than just reading out of books.
And I see that your truck even has a little miniature engine that you build inside of it.
Yes, that's a Caterpillar. That's a Caterpillar engine. It's an inline six is what it is. And I don't know, you can put your own horses to it, 500, 600 horses, that's up to you.
All right, and does anything here make any noises or anything else like that? Or is there any sound involved in any of this?
Well, you have to make your own noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I done got pretty good at it. I do it in the classroom. And a lot of guys, they'll look at me and they say, well, you kind of ventriloquist, aren't you? I said, I'm making sure you understand hands-on training and the different sounds.
Do you mind giving me a little sound or something?
That's what it does.
How did you first get into truck driving?
When I was a kid, hanging around a supermarket there in Fresno. And guy saw me looking in the truck and asked him, what was I doing? I said, I was just looking up in the truck. And he said, you want to make some money? And doing what? Help me unload the truck. I can't mess with those cows. And he said, just with the cases. I said, all right. He said, how old are you? I said, 10. He said, wow, you're a big 10. And from that day on out, that's where it started.
I'd like to know what did inspire you to build all this stuff? Is
it just inmate population and rehabilitation.
Yeah.
what inspired me is there used to be an inmate here, JR, a long time ago, back in 2013. He wasn't a truck driver, but he just wanted to do something, so he thought of teaching trucking. So everybody was telling me about it. So he comes over to C Yard, and I signed up for the class. He said, what's your name? I was a truck driver. I heard about you. He said, you don't belong back there. You belong up here. So after class, we started talking. He said, no, you don't need to be in this class. He says, I'm a lifer, but I'm getting ready to parole. He said, but I wonder, could you do me a favor? And I go, what's that? He said, could you keep this program going? He said, you're the right man for it. And I gave him my word that I would keep the program going, and that's just what I've been doing.
And as complicated as your class is, you get people that really are gung-ho to do this. Huh?
Yes. Well, you ought to see them.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my Wednesday's class, we did a driver's log sheet, which is homework number 3 from the truck driver's manual. And it teaches guys how to do the log sheet, which each page is a 24-hour clock.
Every trucker has to have a log in his
truck. Every trucker has to have a log. And now what they're doing ELDs, electronic log books, but it's still the same procedure. You just have to put it on computer.
Okay.
But at the same time, should that ELD break down on you, now you got to grab a paper log book and you got to backtrack 7 days in that log book. That's a lot of days to go back.
Now, has anybody in your class ever went on to be a trucker after they left prison?
Francisco, I don't know if you remember him, used to be in dorm 8.
He went on to be a trucker?
Yes. He paroled to Woodland, California. He went to work with Walmart. And some guy coming to visit him told JT, sent a message to me, that he got his Class A license and he was driving for Morningstar Dairy.
Huh.
And once you start driving with the dairy, that's a permanent employment. You never leave the dairies.
Is there anything rehabilitative about your class, you believe?
Yes. A lot of guys I have had in my class, I noticed they have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
But I noticed once they finish it, their self-esteem is up. And I can tell by their conversation and the way they talk. And I always take the time to work with them, and I try to paint the picture for the guy, say, okay, well, this is somebody that cares.
So is there any type of message that you're trying to spread by having this class?
Well, I've been hearing on the news a lot there's a shortage of truck drivers, and I want to be a milestone to set the standards to probably get this country back moving the way it's supposed to be. And that's what I always have been, keep the country moving, keep the freight moving. And we have an old saying, rain, shine, snow, sleep, we got a schedule to meet.
That was Thomas Truck Evans speaking with Joe Kirk, who produced that story. Joe is a student in KALW's radio program at Solano State Prison, which is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Together,